So cool.
AT ampersand T.
It's been really fun.
I guess let's start this then, huh?
Oh, we started.
Yep.
Wait, we started, guys.
Oh, we started, surprise. Everybody.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Hey. Welcome to episode 26 of the Octavarius podcast.
Where does the time go?
Podcast is now older than me.
Yeah,
we are. I already swore. Sorry, Miss Castelvi.
No, sorry, I swore.
All right, let's start off by going over at the far end of the room. Let's sound off.
Hi, everybody. It's me, LP.
Hey, it's Guilty Brian Wold.
It's me, Matt Castelvi.
It's Lauren Imony.
Hi, it's Mark Mizinski.
Oh, hi, it's Tins.
Oh, hi, it's Nick McCoola.
Oh, hey, it's Cloud.
Oh, hey, it's Keith.
Using his normal voice.
Yeah. Oh, Mark, I notice you have a big old mailbag here.
I do.
Today.
Yeah,
like a mailbag.
It's a real mailbag. Like
don't rip it, you idiot.
Rip it. He ripped the bag.
Use a
read
letter
the
opener.
Thing first.
All right. So today we have a delightful question from Ann Perry from Mount Vernon, Illinois.
And if you have questions, you can write into Octavarius.
Info@octavarius.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll read it, kind of.
and Ann's question is, Dear Octavarius, as an artist, I am often confronted with nudity, either professionally or either in professional or social contexts. Apparently, one must use phallic or vaginal symbols in order to be taken seriously in this field. Example, a friend of mine is pregnant and wants us to decorate her belly with henna and photograph it, and to make a full casting of her breast and belly for future projects. Another friend has made a series of coffee mugs with vaginas all over them.
Ew.
Artists are weird. What are your feelings on nudity? Much love, Ann Perry from Mount Vernon, Illinois.
That's fun.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Good
what
one.
A lovely
question.
Our feelings
what a lovely
on
letter.
Question, Ann.
Good work, Ann.
Nudity in general, or like as an artist?
I guess
we are
what
artists.
Do you feel about it?
Yeah. Now, Mark, you supposedly.
I've seen a few of you naked before. I've seen Keith naked. I've seen Tins naked.
Well, you've seen Keith naked in pieces.
I guess in pieces, but if I put them all together, I've seen you naked.
You did it.
With a jigsaw puzzle.
And Mark.
A jigsaw puzzle.
But I haven't seen the entire group naked.
You want?
Not yet.
Yeah,
to be honest, either way, I'm totally cool. I'm very open with my feelings about nudity. I don't mind it.
Mm-hmm. Brian, how many times have you been naked for art?
For art?
Yeah. Not for pleasure, but just for art.
Depends on what you define as art, I guess.
Anything on stage or like for anything creative.
Because art is what the artist
says it is.
I've
probably been, if you define anything creative, probably 10 plus.
10 times?
Wow.
10 plus.
Double digits.
Jesus. Tens of times.
Well, props to you. Well, because remember there was the time. I'll even count the time where Castelvi made that stupid post on our website about how I exposed myself.
Oh, and then
you're going to count that? You just showed him your dick in his kitchen.
Well, I never ever would have done it if he did. I never ever
art.
Would have done it.
I think
if
we
he
should,
didn't mention
we
it,
should
put
explain
it on the
that
internet.
For people who haven't.
Now
they could just go to the post on Octavarius.com.
Yeah, there's a post on the internet that Castelvi made accusing me of exposing myself to him.
Do you happen to remember what it was called, or Castelvi, so they can
Confessions of an Octavarius member, I think it was.
If you search confessions, you'll probably find it.
And he said that I exposed myself to him and said, don't worry, it's not bad.
Well, I don't. How can we even tell if it was Castelvi?
Yeah, the face was blurred.
I mean, it was posted under Castelvi's posting name.
I just found someone sent it to me.
But also, I have access to Castelvi's computer.
That's
now
right.
Nick does. And
I
he
do.
Didn't at the time, so it could have been anybody.
Could have been.
It's true.
Well, it's one of those mysteries, I guess.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
I really
so to get
in.
Back at Castelvi, I showed him my dick
in my kitchen on my birthday.
Well,
you exposed yourself to me.
Well, because I wasn't super pleased that you aired all that out. So I thought, well, now that it's already out there, I might as well make it true.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did it.
And I saw your dick, sir.
Yeah. I'm not...
Your parents must be proud.
whatever, they know. They know. I have nothing to hide.
Well, that was one time you said it was you did it 10 times.
Yeah, I did a bunch. As long as it's funny, I feel like it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not as comfortable with myself in an artistic serious setting to show my naked body. Because it's not...
Just today, Biwo, we walked by Theater Wit, a new theater. And Biwo told me, he's like, I know I was contacted to audition for a show here, but it was one of those naked plays, and I wasn't into that.
Yeah.
That's what Biwo said.
It was when it was still the Bailiwick, though. Yeah, yeah, okay. It was Bailiwick. Yeah. Wit doesn't do that as much, but Bailiwick does. I just wasn't super comfortable with it. I don't know. For me, if it's funny, like it's okay for me, and I'll get naked... if it seems like silly or funny, I don't mind people seeing, you know, whatever part of me for that. But if it's serious and vulnerable, then I actually like I peel back a bit.
I'm with you there. I'm afraid if I do a naked play or if I pose naked for artists or something like that, I'm gonna get a boner.
Yeah,
that's why I won't do it.
See, girls don't have that worry, so that's
I got it. Yeah, like that's like if I was a girl, I feel like and Lauren and Lisa, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this. But like, I would probably do naked stuff a lot more if I was a girl because you can't really tell a girl's temperament when she's naked. Whereas a fella, you can tell if he's nervous, cold, or not nervous at all.
But for the most part, I'm not really looking to see what the girl's temperament is when she's naked.
Now, well, I feel like we're ignoring a big proponent here. Mark, you in college posed nude. Is this correct?
For art, yeah.
For art. Wait. For artists.
Yeah, that and a job.
I mean, they paid you to be a nude model.
It was the highest paying on-campus job.
Yeah, to be like an object, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
All right, now, Mark, did you have trouble with getting an erection?
You know, I...
Wait, was Mark supposed to get an erection? Yeah,
I don't know, it depends.
They whip you if you don't, so it's, you know, you learn.
Depends on the
artist.
Do
they have fluffers?
All of those sketch classes, they're really good at drawing boners.
Well, I mean, it is really... Part of it is strange, because they're... When I did it, I did it for 2 years, I think, and it was like 2-3 days a week. And it paid way better than anything else. And it was at the like perfect time to work. Because it wasn't at night. I never had to be like, oh, sorry, guys, I can't go out.
Can't be naked today.
And the whole job, like, I would, by like, you know, the second semester I did it, I was good enough that I could position myself in a way that if I fell asleep, I wouldn't move that much.
Now, you often fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
That's
the
when
time.
I get the most boners.
That's, yeah.
Well, and that's, and
that
that's
would
when,
make me so afraid.
That's exactly when the danger is. Is like right when you wake up and you're like, you feel it, you know? But to be honest, you're not moving or doing anything. So all your mental energy is just focused on getting this boner.
Mark, tell me if you remember this story. I was talking to one of the artists who painted you nude. By the way, I don't know if you knew that we have several of your naked sketches.
Yeah, I was just going to say. They're all, well, after my freshman year of college, a girl that was in the class sold them on the like right in front of the theater building to people that I knew for $10.
But nobody, but not everybody knew that it was you. I knew that it was you. Because I've seen your ass all over the place,
but
so
still,
I know what you look like.
Mark, you didn't get like a kickback
residuals compensation.
Got paid. I got paid. Yeah, they paid for my time.
Yeah, the kickback is he was paid for his time.
Oh, and so then they make bank on naked Mark's sketches.
Well, yeah, but at least they drew him well. If they didn't draw him well, no one would buy it. Yeah.
That's true. Well, and it was weird too. Like there were some people who you could tell. Like there was a girl, like one of my first classes that I ever did. That I could like swear had a crush on me because every time she would draw me, I
Your
looked
dick was
way
too
better.
Big.
I had awesome muscles.
I need another easel. Just, like...
Well, you're very much. But back to my story, if you'll recall.
Yeah.
I was told that one day you were modeling as you are wont to do in class, and you fell asleep and woke up screaming.
Oh no!
No.
This was it. What happened
is this
was
true?
No, it wasn't. I was not screaming. Screaming.
You
what
screamed,
happened,
right?
No.
Okay. Explain.
No. Okay. So I. It was. They asked me to do a painting class, which is like being called up to the majors when you're a nude model.
See, is that really how it works? You start with sketching? You start with like charcoal and shit, and then you move up to
maybe
painting.
I was the only one who felt that way.
Jusinski, you made the cut. We're bumping you up.
You were pretty highly sought after, as I remember.
Mark has a good body, as I've seen from those sketches. He's still there. I don't see you naked anymore.
So I'm at this painting class, and I didn't know. And, you know, like you get used to the artists, you know, like you chat with them at the break and stuff. But like you're in a new class and it's kind of weird. And these were painting classes that get models are all older, so they're like much more serious about it. And apparently it was like a really tough teacher, so you know everyone was just like working their balls off to paint my naked body as accurately as possible.
No pun intended.
And so they had me set up on this like pile of cushions with lights, like because they try to get interesting lighting on you, because that's one of the things that's difficult to draw is interesting lighting on the human form. Because the whole reason that they draw the human figure is that there's so much going on, like so many different angles and planes, that it is a real challenge for artists. So they put all these lights right up next to me, and they were very hot. And it was a two-day pose. So I like go in for 3 hours, remember what I was like, and then come back the next day.
Yes, I think Mark is posing right now.
Yeah, he looks like it.
So I'm lying on all these pillows, and it felt like as I all the time did, started drifting off to sleep. And as I'm falling asleep, I just hear the teacher talking about like how there's ochre tones in my skin, and I was like, "What? That's weird. I didn't know that." Like just you know talking about like just dissecting the colors in my body.
Yeah.
And so I'm like thinking for some reason ochre made me think like very sort of like fantasy
like ogre. Like you ogre. Were thinking yeah. of the word ogre, like ogre. Almost certainly
a Shrek.
And so I just fall asleep and I start dreaming that I'm like in this. Like carriage with all these pillows, like you drive like a princess around in or something.
How many ogres were in the carriage?
We'll get that in.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this is great. I'm in a carriage and it's all like I'm riding, and then all of a sudden, like a fucking dragon just bursts out of nowhere.
How
and
many ogres were riding?
Breathing fire all over me. And so I'm just this dragon is just breathing fire all over me
while
and,
you're naked in front of an entire you know
and
varsity class.
I'm just freaking out, and you're like you know that like alpha state of sleep where you're half awake. So like part of me understood that I just felt these very hot lights on my body, but the rest of me was fully convinced a dragon was burning me alive.
Well, that's part of your, what is it called? The sleep apnea that you discovered you had?
Yeah. Oh, the sleep paralysis?
Sleep paralysis, yeah.
Maybe that's where I got it, like just from having to stay still.
I was going
to
say, thank God that that humans naturally have their bodies partially paralyzed when they sleep, or else if you were to do like a dog type of movement and start pedaling your legs and all of a sudden you woke up screaming and running naked
with a boner
part was that
motherfucker.
So and this is what I think the person who was telling you the story was relating to us. So I woke up, finally I got myself to wake up, but I was still feeling the hot lights and I was 100% convinced that my skin had burned. Oh. And I was just and I was looking around and I was sitting in this room and I was like, none of these people are doing anything. They care about their painting so much. They won't even get up to put me out of being on fire. And I was furious with them.
So you screamed?
I didn't scream.
What did you do then?
I held it all in.
I'm told you screamed.
Must have made noise or something because there wouldn't have been a story if there weren't no noise.
Mark, you had to scream.
Thank you.
Mark, were you the one that went through the entire movie of Star Wars in your head while posing nude?
That is something that I would do, yeah.
That sounds like a Mark thing.
I knew it was someone. I didn't know if
it gets really boring.
Man, Mark. If there's one way to not get a boner, you can just think of Star Wars and just go through the entire crawl of the text at the beginning of A New Hope.
Unless great movies give you a boner.
Hey, Mark. This made me think of two other instances where you just like to get almost naked in public.
What?
Here's a surprise for everyone else. Senior year of high school, Mark and I took choir to get out of
harder classes.
That's dumb, dude.
And the,
to choir?
Choir, yeah. So we're it was like, was Mark and
take
I two
bowling
of
bowling or some shit.
We didn't have
thank
bowling.
You.
Yeah, we didn't
I
have bowling.
I took bowling.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so there is bowling.
The same
he won't take
the
bowling.
Same,
your this... roommate took bowling, you moron.
No, high school.
No,
oh, I thought you said it at ISU.
No, no.
Which
high
is
school.
Really pathetic.
It's so much worse than high school.
I just take college choir.
I did do that, actually.
Take that, Mark. You sad sack.
He waited till I said it was pathetic to choose to say
that's
it.
That's right.
I want to hear naked choir story.
So we were in choir, and it was the first day, and it was like, Mark and I and the two of our other really good friends, so all seniors with a bunch of freshmen in this class. You may have been in that class.
Some sophomores.
Another.
I don't know. You may have been.
I was in, you were, if you're a senior, I was in trouble choir.
Oh, I don't know what that means. So
that's how much attention we pay.
Exactly. So it was day one, and our choir instructor was like, all right. You have to go into the. So there's like 80 people in this room.
It's
everyone's
like one of
around.
Those icebreaker games.
Icebreakers.
Like,
go in the room and
show
say.
Your dick.
Pretty much. He's like, go in the middle of the room and say and do something that no one else is doing.
What?
So
Mark, come on.
Mark
you're
walks
Jewish.
Out.
No, no. It was like you had to say like something, you know, like yesterday I wore a hat, and then everyone who wore a hat gets up and switches places.
Oh.
Is like what it is. And
the game's dumb.
Yeah.
So, and what happened was nobody. I said like two things, and no one had done them. So I, just, I was like, yesterday.
Show your dick.
You know, so it could be like I have like green eyes, which I don't. So I didn't say that. But like you know, if no one, so no one had the things I said. I don't remember what it was. Just no one moved. And I was, I guess, feeling very spunky at that day. Uh-oh. So I was just like, I'm not wearing pants. I just dropped my pants.
No!
Were you wearing boxers, though?
Yeah, I was wearing boxers. So, like, it wasn't that bad.
But,
dude,
but
it was
did
that
the turtle
bad.
Pop out of the shell?
No.
Okay. Yes.
Also, I mean, it is a little bit shocking. Not many people drop their pants in high school choir class. Yeah.
In the
not
middle of the room.
I threw a bunch of freshmen on day one of high school.
Did
you get in trouble for doing that?
He did.
And I did.
Oh, my God.
I was in a lot. I don't remember what happened, but, like, our choir teacher was furious.
Well, I guess sure. That, like, when I think about that kind of stuff, I always remember the stuff I didn't do in high school that, looking back, you never really get in trouble for it. Not really. It's not like you went to prison or anything.
What would you have done if you can go back?
Oh, what would I have done? Gotten naked.
Well, Mark also had another instance.
Well, hey, I think I've told a story about getting naked. People do get in trouble when they get naked at school. I think I told a story about being on the band bus and people getting naked and we couldn't go to our band competition.
What?
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't go to jail. Is that
no,
I
but they got it. They got suspended.
But not expelled.
No, but their grades suffered as a result.
Did they still go to college?
I think they did.
Yeah, okay.
Except maybe the dumb ones.
Probably not them.
I feel one thing that upsets me about you know society's view on nudity is like people freak out about naked people way more than they freak out about violence, and I always feel that nudity is much more acceptable than violence.
Yeah.
I'd rather see naked people. I'd rather see any of that stuff over violence anytime.
Did you what I'm imagining right now is specific movies where in every time there was violence there are titties instead.
The Matrix would be such
say
a
hello
movie.
My little friends
such a weird
boobs
movie.
I was picturing
LB, the Matrix would just be bound then. That's what it would be. Yeah.
I was initially
Wachowski reference for you. If you haven't seen Bound, there you go.
I was initially thinking of Pulp Fiction in my mind, specifically the scene where John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson, John Travolta specifically accidentally shoots the guy in the back of the car.
You can say with a
boom. Well, no, it's that they shoot him. A bullet goes to his head, and then he just turns into a pair of titties.
Man, I love that scene where you know where Uma Thurman fights the crazy 88 boobs.
So do you feel Cloud that
is shaking her.
So like you,
like
you guys are aware that like the MPAA gives a much harsher rating if you show dick.
Oh yeah, well, they hate,
absolutely.
They hate the gays.
Cuz is it a gay thing or is
yes.
it
yes.
Cuz what I heard is that the penis is an aggressive naked part.
Dude,
whereas
it's such
breasts
a gay thing.
Are not aggressive.
There's a Catholic
what?
priest on the MPAA board at all times, who is present for every decision.
Really?
They, and yeah, that,
I watched
for that
the
reason,
documentary on that, but I didn't. They didn't shed light on that. What's the MPAA documentary? Do you guys remember that?
This film is not yet rated.
This film is not yet rated. Yeah.
Very now, clever title.
And they do talk about the priest, but they didn't go into what you're going into. What did you find?
No,
out?
They did. They talked about because the wow. guy who was making it is a big point of that documentary. It was about how
that it's anti-gay.
That they're very. It's really hard for homosexual movies to get. For they showed an example of there was a gay movie that had like two sex scenes and it wouldn't they gave it an X and you couldn't even see anything really.
Do you remember the year?
I don't know, but it was they did two movies on the same year.
Yeah, was it like recent or like in the 70s?
No, it was sort of recent. It was like 90s or 1000s.
Okay. Last 20 years.
It's relatively recent, and there was a movie that came out the same year that had five or six scenes of much more gratuitous nudity, but all the nudity was girls or heterosexual sex.
And
specifically that male gay sex was harder to get a good rating for than female gay sex because I don't know, I guess it's sexier, so it's pretty still I think it's better. I like female gay sex a lot better. I like it better. So that's like an issue. That was in we should watch it again because it talks a lot about that.
I must have missed that part. Now another thing that surprised me was also the MPAA is tough on the ladies with the pubic hair. If they like in Harold and Kumar 2, so that they didn't get an NC-17 rating, they had to put pubes on all the girls that didn't necessarily have enough pubes.
Why?
So they wore...
Of pube was more offensive than pubes?
Yeah, they want more pubes
really?
They want less.
Yes. It hides
more
it up.
More, because they didn't want the labia to be shown.
Because
on a lady, the labia is too aggressive.
Too what? Aggressive.
It's like it's going to reach out and go inside of you or something.
I don't understand.
Or
it's
like a dragon with ogres on it.
So they had to give the ladies merkins.
That's like weird though.
Cloud's really dying to talk about labias.
Bring it. Go.
I just don't understand who makes these rules. Like, who decides this is aggressive?
It's supposed
to
be.
If she wants
to
show her labia,
it's supposed to be.
She should.
Is that like a
without your labia?
It's supposed to be a random sampling of parents.
But
in America.
So there's like a priest on every panel or whatever.
And they have a member of the clergy, yes.
But there's not like a priest in every room that does not represent society. Like, what?
Exactly.
Yes, but that's why there's a documentary on it, because documentaries are meant to show things that are crooked. Or shed light on things that there's not light being shed. That's why it's such a good film, is it shows how sort of sketchy that rating system is and how it's very biased, and that's exactly what it shouldn't be. It's not supposed to be biased. It's supposed to be, we're going to treat every movie the same so that you have a fair and safe way to know that every R movie is going to be the same content so that it's bad. But that's not true. They make it harder to see the movies that are gay. Like, they won't give them as good ratings, or even, like, they'll turn it to an R instead of a PG-13. Always want a lower rating.
That's like subconsciously making people not favor gay.
It sure is.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's true. I think
that's why
there are. I think I think they actually talk a lot about how sometimes you actually want an R rating, because if you have an action movie that's a PG-13, like, I'm not gonna see it.
Yeah, there
what
are
kind
certain
of pussy movies.
Yeah,
is that?
Yeah, getting an R or a PG-13 means a lot to different movies and
was
stuff
it,
like that.
Like Die Hard 4 is PG-13, but aren't the other three R?
Yeah, the other three are R, but
yeah.
they thought they wouldn't make enough money if they didn't do PG-13.
But they realized they were horribly wrong because they've got a DVD version that's the R-rated version, basically.
Yeah.
And it's I've only seen the DVD version. And it's awesome because you're allowed to say fuck a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I remember when whatever Harry Potter it was, I think it was the third or fourth that had the PG-13. People were all in an uproar that why is this one PG-13?
Yeah, there
not
was like
PG?
Riots outside my apartment.
They're in an uproar
just because
it's got wizards that are apparently demons in the South. I had to go up in the South when the first Harry Potter movies came out. You would not believe the goddamn bullshit. Yeah, goddamn bullshit. those super crazy Christians that are like, Harry Potter is going to kill our children.
It's called fiction.
Yeah, people are dumb.
It's not real.
Especially, like, really conservative people in the South who just are so intolerant, and they movies are something that can really reach everybody. Everyone can access, and they don't want that like messages. Well, people just, being able to access.
They're just crazy
people.
About hating on anything.
Yeah, anything that they can band together to support Christ and hate non-Christ.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Remember that news?
What's
story?
That? What
it's in Tennessee. I don't know. We only watched like 10 minutes of local Tennessee news, which I don't know why we didn't soak in hours more.
Keith Tins and LP just got back from Tennessee.
We did. We just went out.
Hi, y'all. We got a podcast coming for you too.
Yeah. Went on a little mini vacation. Which you'll hear a lot of bonus podcasts for, by the way. Surprise.
Yeah. A 6 or 7 segmented, like in 10 and 15 minute portions of podcasts.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I can't wait to listen to those.
Yeah.
Thanks, B-Well. Yeah.
But we saw this.
Well, you know I will. I listen to all our bullshit.
Our podcast is brought to you by our podcast.
Fuck off.
Enjoy our podcast. Podcast.
But they were going to build. These people were going to build a mosque in somewhere in the South. I don't know if it was in Tennessee.
It's like a big thing like everywhere now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or is that just in Tennessee?
What is it?
Well, I think they were talking a specific mosque, and it might have been a little bit more local.
These idiots think they have religious independence here. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Like not in America.
People were going nuts.
They were making outrageous claims, like the guy who was building the mosque, they cited his MySpace page.
Somebody yes. accused him of saying things on his MySpace. They didn't say he did. They said someone has accused him of making comments about the Quran or something in the MySpace.
Oh, man. But, just like,
dude, how
like,
awesome,
a terrorist or something.
How awesome would that if... That would be pretty funny if Bin Laden had like a base in Tennessee.
No one has connected.
I think it'd be funnier if Osama Bin Laden had a MySpace
but,
base.
I hope all of
these are the songs I like.
I hope all the paranoid folks are right, and one day they'll just be like, "See, told you, Osama's in Tennessee." In that damn mosque they built around the corner. Fuck that guy. I knew it all along.
Wow.
Yeah, I hope that's real. What's up, Lisa?
Well, I was just getting back to the whole nudity thing.
Oh, that's
remember,
right. Yeah, we're talking about.
Like, I went on a trip to Europe in high school, and just on TV channels, they would have people, naked people, like, that's hey, right. we're playing golf, and we're playing chess, and we're naked.
Naked
what a
people
boring
playing
show.
Golf section.
What a hilarious show.
Yeah, well,
it's
think,
so simple.
I think it was a sports theme, but just... In general, in Europe, like, they're way more...
I got the sports thing.
Sports and games.
God.
But I like how in Europe, they're just way more open about sexuality, and then it makes it less of a, like, crazy thing for youngins, you know?
And honestly, there's
it's
another thing that goes...
It's better to be open about it.
Yeah, it is, and it's better to be more accepting of everything, because once we all get exposed to the word fuck, shit, damn, hell, any curse word you want to say...
Mo.
When you use it in a context that's not negative, it doesn't hold any more power than any other word. It's only when you give it a negative connotation and fear it that it does anything. And fuck that, dude.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Wow.
Fuck.
What a monologue.
Fuck that, dude.
Dude.
Good job, Keith.
Do you guys remember the first movie with nudity in it that
yes,
you,
I do.
That you
yes,
ever
I
saw?
Yes, I do. Yeah, Van Damme.
American Pie.
All the Jean-Claude Van Damme movies I watched as a child. I saw the movies and all
well,
those.
I would always like hold my hands over my eyes when my parents were watching an R-rated movie. They'd be like, or put the pillow over your head. But I always would sneak.
I was trying to think about mine.
So I saw bits and pieces, but I think maybe the main full, like, oh my God movie was
like,
the American Pie.
Look at all those titties, dude.
Look at all of them. Just flopping
well,
around.
Well, wait, we did see Kevin
existing.
Bacon stick in a movie once when we were really little. Oh God, my mom listens to the podcast now.
Well, you better talk about it.
We read it, whatever. What's that movie where he...
Apollo 13.
Hollow Man.
Is it Apollo 13?
Hollow Man.
Is it?
What are you talking about? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, Lord.
Kevin Bacon, like... He had a lot of takes movies. A shower or something, and we did some movie, and
he
we thought we saw
it.
Kevin, Lauren, Kevin Bacon.
Are you talking about Wild Things?
Yes, I think so.
I think he's talking about the movie where you that reference in Scream.
Well, Kevin Bacon takes a. Takes a shower in Wild Things.
Okay, is that it?
You I see his dick in it.
Yeah.
But you also neglected to mention in the movie Wild Things, there's a dirty three-way sex scene. Yeah. With Denise Richards.
It is filthy.
Nev Campbell. And Matt Dillon.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
You know what would be a fun...
Bill Murray has a cameo in it.
You know what's probably cool. fun and a lot harder to play than Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon? It's called... I'm calling it Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon's Dick. How it works. It works as follows. You have to connect Kevin Bacon's dick to a movie that Kevin Bacon showed his dick in with another human being who has been nude in the same film and connect it that way.
That's so hard.
That's almost impossible.
So it can be nude or had sex.
That would mean that there's two full frontal actors in that film. Kevin Bacon is opposite another naked person.
Well, you could say
a sex scene would count.
Kevin Bacon's dick was in a movie with Kirsten Dunst's tits, which were in a movie with someone else's tits, which was in a movie with someone else's dick, which was in a movie with someone else's
tits. But Kirsten Dunst never showed her tits in a movie.
I know. It was a terrible example. I'm sorry. I knew it was wrong, but it's the only actress I can think of.
You know what? I'd allow the ass in there, too. That'd make it easier, probably.
I think a sex scene
should count, too. Like, even if they don't show it.
But it's not Kevin Bacon's dick. You still have to see Kevin Bacon's dick.
The first one, off, you would have to see Kevin Bacon's dick. Yes.
Or the last
what
one.
What other movie do you see Kevin Bacon's
Hollow
dick?
Man.
Well,
is there only two? Or is
Hollow
there...
Man and Wild Things,
Kevin,
basically.
Kevin Bacon, if you're listening to this.
There are a bunch of actors in Wild Things. There are in a lot of things. And then there's also, you know, Hollow Man has
Elizabeth Shue.
I love Elizabeth Shue. Adventures in Babysitting?
I think so, yeah.
Get Right Out of Town. Vincent D'Onofrio was in Adventures
and
in
Babysitting.
And Men in Black.
He was also in Men in Black.
Will Smith.
Who shows his dick.
So I guess what I'm saying is, Kevin Bacon, if you're listening to this podcast right now, this is a plea to you. Please show your dick in more of your films.
But we can't play this game.
Yeah,
this game. You can have two games after
Second Old Man now.
6 degrees away from Kevin Bacon.
Six degrees away from Kevin Bacon's dick.
So what?
He's in good shape, man.
That's the funniest of dicks, I imagine.
Kevin Bacon's going to do a comedy?
He was 20 in Animal House.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the first movies that I saw nudity in was Animal House.
Wow.
I saw boobies and I was hooked. Thought they were great.
They're pretty cool.
I remember watching Titanic with my very, very Christian friend, Leslie.
Awesome.
Boob part came, they're like, everyone close your eyes, and like fast forward through, and it's like a really scary thing. They're like, okay, you guys can look now. They had to, like, fast forward to the boobs.
So the one person watched all the boobs for themselves.
The boobs in
the
bush?
That was so well done.
Like
Titanic.
Titanic.
But then watching everyone freeze to death.
Which was,
just
you see Bush, right? You see Bush. You can see Bush in Titanic. Not only can you see Bush, it's PG-13.
I know.
Take that, MPAA.
Yeah.
Can you really see?
Yeah, you can see a little bit of Bush.
Yeah. I remember seeing it, and I was like, am I really seeing this on a movie? Awesome, because I was there with my. I saw the movie 3 times in theaters with my girlfriend, 7th grade. So every time I went back, because I was like, "Yeah, I could see Bush. Awesome."
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember the discussion with friends. Like, did you
see
Bush?
See, I've
in
never realized that, and I've watched Titanic.
Oh, it's fixed on
Lauren, you need to start watching movies looking for more Bush.
You're transfixed on
Leo. I was looking at Leo's eyes. Okay.
Oh God! Shut up, Lauren.
Not when they cut away to her tits. His eyes aren't in that frame.
You're not looking
they
hard enough, Pete.
I guess not. You can see the reflection of his eyes in hers.
Well, she was busy sighing during those shots. And being all in love.
Were you in love with Leonardo DiCaprio when you were...
Not as much as other girls.
Other girls means you.
It's extra funny for me because I thought Lauren was talking to Mark.
I thought she...
No, like, I thought he was really cute, but like I know some people were like, oh man, I was obsessed with him. Dude, like, he's cute. He's good.
He's better now than he ever was. He's great now. I love him now. Yeah. I went from hating him because he was in Titanic and girls fucking wanted to suck his... cock.
Right.
I like how you were looking for a more appropriate word to say, and you just went with it.
I was looking for a funnier word, but then I was like, whatever, just go with
cock. Suck his jumbles.
But I was,
you're Jewish.
So
this is the second time that you've mentioned that. What does Jewish have to do with anything?
Just going to equate it to being like Christian. You have morals.
People more accepting of all this.
Maybe I shouldn't say that. I'm going to out my old rabbi. I was in like sixth grade. No, not that kind of. When we were in like sixth grade, we were learning about the various intricacies of some of the Jewish laws. And somebody asked about
laws?
613, I think, in the Torah. What?
Good God.
Are those not commandments?
No, I mean, that's all the Torah is. The Torah is like 613 laws.
You can get arrested by the Jew police. They'll put you in Jew jail.
I mean, they cover everything. They only cover the
Orthodox.
Like, one of them is like, you have to have a fence around your roof if you keep your goat on your roof.
Yeah.
Law. Done.
You wouldn't imagine the fine. Oy vey.
Oy.
But we get there and he's like, he goes, you know, there's no explicit rule. I mean, there's a ruling that like, there's a thing that says it's a mitzvah to have sex. There's really
a mitzvah?
It's like a good deed.
Good,
it's a mitzvah to have sex, and there's really nothing that
says the kind of guy who would make that law in my religion. Oh, no, it's totally cool. That's
side note.
Totally cool.
It's a, bonus points.
It's a double mitzvah on Saturdays, because that's a Sabbath. And you're keeping it holy.
Wait, you get double points on Saturdays?
Yeah. Double mitzvah, yeah.
So for those of you keeping score at home, if you're fucking on a Saturday... Double points.
Mark, what do you do with those Jew points?
Well, no,
can you redeem them for prizes?
They pay their Jew tickets with their Jew points. If they get fined or have to go to Jew jail, they have to have done so many good Jew deeds.
So you have a lot of
Jew points. Here's the most important thing. How many Marvin the Martian can you get?
Or pixie sticks.
Or Tootsie Rolls.
Like
okay.
Mark, what's the important
You guys are missing the important part here, which is that there's no law that says you have to be married, according to my rabbi. The punishment for premarital sex or postmarital sex
is a high five.
is that they tell you shouldn't do that, and the punishment for a repeat offense is that they tell you shouldn't do that, but it's still a mitzvah apparently, is what I was told.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's
nice. There's also not really a hell in Jewland, so.
In Jewland?
Yeah.
New Jewland. All right, guys. Here's the thing. Sex is good.
You two are just a beacon for
Saturday sex. Double good, dude.
Double good.
If you have sex with someone you're not married to, like, don't do that, dude.
We should make up rules for our own.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. You know what's gonna be good? Double Saturday sex.
So I had a religion I made up once.
Mandatory.
I had a religion called celebratism that I made up. You just celebrate every holiday.
Did you get naked
ones,
in that one?
Especially ones that aren't Jewish.
There was no rule against it. The only rule was that celebritism was nothing like celibatism.
What?
You just can't be celibate.
Mark, that was such a giant pun.
That was great. That was a great day.
Your father would be proud.
I hope your father listens to this nudity podcast.
My father would have loved that pun. That was a great pun.
I really hope my mom's not listening
Ridiculous.
To this podcast.
She is. Mrs. Amity.
So have any of you been naked in public? I it's clear that I have now. And,
in public?
You ever display yourself or expose yourself?
I used to when I was a kid all the time.
You exposed yourself?
But that was not. That was because I was a child and I didn't know any better.
What do you mean? Like when you were nine? Or what?
No, like when I was like up till like six, I stopped being naked.
It's those years, man. Dana Carvey does a bit about it.
Well, because, you know, that's a thing. Kids, once they hit about five or six, hit a latency period. That lasts until they're about, you know, 11 or 12. Some it goes earlier. But, you're super sexual, like, in your, like, threes and fours, sometimes fives.
Oh, you're telling me they are.
Yeah. Ladies.
Kids go crazy. They run around naked. They flick their little dicks and, you know.
it's basically like they just don't learn shame until a certain age.
Yeah, well it's just not, drilled into it's them not, by their it's rabbi. Not necessarily just learned. It is... also a chemical latency period.
Huh. It's just a latency period that where they just feel real sexy for a while.
The latency period is when they stop. Sexy. Like,
I don't feel sexy like anymore. I'm like six now.
At the age of six, your body just says, no, cool out a bit. And then you hit, like, 12, and then you go back to normal.
It's true.
Then you get real ugly.
For a while. Yeah. Well, yeah. But you still, you get those original desires, you know, those primal desires. It's just that between the ages of about 6 and 12, sometimes earlier, it could be only 6 to 8, 6 to 9.
Kids get so ugly when they're 12.
I was thinking about, I was thinking a little bit about, speaking of naked kids.
God, Mark, Jesus.
And wait, wait.
What's wrong with you?
Speaking of naked
kids.
Now
we're all uncomfortable.
Speaking of naked kids and Harry Potter.
Perfect.
Where's this going?
Daniel Radcliffe was in a production of Equus.
Yes.
Okay. He's and, not a fucking kid, though.
He was 17 when they started production, and I think 18 when it finished.
Yeah.
But they got away with it or something. But, like, but here's the thing. Like, Equus is a really famous show for having a naked scene.
Yeah.
And I've seen scenes from it a bunch, and I'm trying to remember if I ever saw an actual naked one, but I saw one where they weren't naked. And I bet you it was like 100 times more effective. Because as soon as someone's naked, that's all that I'm watching. And
it's
very
distracting. That was that dick flop around. You know?
And so, like,
you know.
That dick.
I actually. But, I was going to say, there's the ISU production, Equus, and I think it like, actually helped the production that they were naked.
Well, wasn't the guy like real attractive, ever. Though, too?
Well, like, yeah, the naked people were attractive.
There you go. There you go, listeners.
But I don't know. I thought that it helped the story.
So shallow, God.
That's the same criteria for a stripper.
I wasn't, like, checking him out.
How did it help the story?
Because...
You could see the dick. That's how.
No, like, it was showing that he could, like, be kind of animalistic in this at this primitive state.
So you didn't find it distracting at all?
I did not find it distracting.
You thought it was like, yeah.
Not even for like 1 second, you're like, huh, dick.
Maybe like a second.
That's enough, though.
Because here's the thing, like, I think you could achieve that, and this is probably true of lots of different things in art. Like,
but
I think you could achieve
for
that.
For me, in movies,
way.
It doesn't distract me, but in plays, it'll probably
what
distract
if,
me.
What if the character was wearing clothing, but had a big hole where his dick was? So he had clothes on, but you
what?
Can still see his dick.
Yeah, isn't that a thing?
Yeah, look, we should do that. I think that's a good idea.
You'd have to get him in a scene where you can justify wearing dickhole pants.
No, it's part of the symbolism of the play.
Dickhole pants.
It's not
a
dress.
The dickhole pants are symbolic?
Yeah, it's not a dress. Yeah. It's a thing the audience gets.
Is this something that's it's widely done then whenever there's
dickhole pants.
Whenever there's nudity and they want to be like classy and non-distracting about it,
they'll
be wearing
the least offensive part of
the
human body.
Yeah. What was really powerful about their production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown? Was the dickhole pants.
That's to say that originally You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is somebody showing their dick. Probably not Linus.
So,
probably not Charlie Brown. Probably not Snoopy.
I'm
probably
Schroeder.
Beethoven.
Yeah, it's probably Schroeder. Schroeder probably shows his dick.
So if he's, if he's showing his dick the entire show, do critics actually judge like the way his dick acted?
His dick looked weird up there.
It's not like a separate
there were some times
dick.
Where the dick just didn't deliver.
It was life.
I mean,
today.
Just aww. Commit. If you're gonna be a dick out there on stage, go for it. You know.
Go for it, Mark.
I have seen some shows where like the dick was just not necessary.
Yeah, I have
too.
I'm like having the same show.
The,
time.
I'm just like you just did that.
The unnatural and unnecessary dick.
That's exactly
which show is it?
It's just like it was really unnecessary.
What was it actually called? What's the name of the title?
Something like Unnatural and Accidental Women.
I call them unnatural and unnecessary.
Yeah, there's this whole scene where this couple is covering up with sheets and like the whole scene wrapped in sheets, and then like you just had a random cross across the stage.
This dude, this sexy freshman guy, he was just very sexy man, and it's like this is so obvious. He was just sexy, and everyone wanted to see him naked or some shit. He walks around. It's like a 30-second of him just sort of exploring the stage naked in the round. So he just sort of turns around and gets something out of the fridge.
I hope it's in total silence.
It
dude.
Is.
No!
He's groggy and sleepy, too, so he walks slower.
It's terrible.
It's just dick, 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 flop, flop, flop.
For
look
no
at that.
Reason.
Go.
That guy must have just felt awesome afterwards.
Actually, like, ended up dropping out of school.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
He dropped out of.
He became a dick model, dude. He models.
He
like,
doesn't need us
fancy
anymore.
Condoms.
Kevin Bacon hired.
Yeah.
Wait, he models fancy condoms. Yeah. He's a runway
wait,
with dudes.
I just pictured condoms with like
oh my
tassels
god.
With huge
on
feathers
clowns.
Coming out of them. Like they're just novelty condoms.
Now see, that's a place for dick
leopard
hole pants.
Print
yeah.
Condom. I want to believe this is true so badly.
I wish.
But I just can't.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I don't want to be naked in plays. You could probably, in a couple years, get me to be naked in a film if it's, like, really funny enough.
Yeah.
I think that's the key.
I think
is
I'm okay.
It funny?
It's got to be, like, crazy
ever,
slapstick.
Did you guys ever dare each other when you were, like, you know.
Short
yes.
Dicks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
To, like,
oh,
Tins
has the microphone in his hand.
Yes.
He's rocking, just rocking it.
He's yes.
Rocking.
This is where Tins rocks the mic, yo.
Okay. This is awesome.
Have you seen this? I've heard about this.
This is called The First Pair Tins Ever Saw.
Oh, my God. Oh. Poor mother.
I don't.
Oh,
Tins
she's gonna hear this.
I'm so sorry, moment. Mom and Dad, and I'm sorry, Lauren's mom in advance. Probably Castelvi's parents.
Nah, they're cool.
All right.
As long as you don't swear.
Yeah, just don't curse. You can talk about titties.
Man,
so
that.
There was a group of, and don't judge me until I finish this.
I can't promise that.
There was a group of us about. Five guys and one girl.
Story's over. I got it. Don't worry.
Oh, hear me out, oh, damn it. Hear me
I
out.
I start judging you.
I think the group of us that we had a group. We had a group that for a while would go to thrift stores a lot. We'd just go out thrifting.
But what? How old are you at this time?
God. I don't know. I was a little late. I was probably like 15, 16,
okay.
Maybe
so
close. It's probably 16, actually.
You're in high school.
Realistically, yeah. So a group of us, like I said, about six people, went thrifting for a while. We ended up getting back and just hanging out at somebody's house. And normally there, that was a period of time where if we had, you know, an hour or so free, we'd just play a board game or something. Somebody suggested that we play Catchphrase.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Catchphrase, it's kind of like a hot potato meets one of those word guessing games that I can't think of one at the,
like Catchphrase.
You one person gives the clues for a word and everybody else has to guess that word. Somebody decided, why don't we play Strip Catchphrase?
I've done this too.
Have you played Strip Catchphrase?
No!
I've played strip games in like eighth grade, freshman year.
Mark's done it his
well,
senior year of high school.
The thing is, well,
in between juniors.
We played Strip Catchphrase, but it was, it was five guys, one girl. We were all just hoping, that she was going to get the bullet in that game.
She was on board. She knew what she was getting into.
She knew exactly what she was getting
yes.
into.
So,
but she also probably thought maybe she'd get to see five dicks.
Well, also,
what
I know that's
day.
I hope none of you had
right,
to show your
right,
dicks.
Lauren and Lisa, five dicks. Yeah.
I really would have only cared to see one.
Okay, well here's the thing though.
My first quintet.
Lauren's like, but one was enough.
Our plan was going perfectly until
this unspoken plan between the boys.
Dude, we knew what was going on.
oh my god.
We started losing terribly. We were not doing well at all.
Nice.
To the point where all of us were down in our boxers.
Man.
This young lady was wearing most everything.
Was she like a friend you'd had for a while?
It was like a theater person. We were all
everyone's boner.
We were all nerdy theater people. it was to the point where she was wearing plenty of clothes. We were all down to our boxers. And then we continued to lose.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
But because we knew what was going on, and we knew the name of the game was not for any of us to show our dicks, we ended up weaseling, talking our way out of it, so that she was okay with us just being, all right, for now you take your boxers off, but you can have a pillow on either end. So after a while, again,
Jesus Christ.
Again, you don't judge me until I finish my story.
It's so hard.
No pun intended.
It got to the point where all of us, every single one of us gentlemen, had pillows in front of us.
How are you rolling so bad? I don't understand.
I don't know. Well, there was a lot of pressure on us.
Now you know why she accepted Strip Catchphrase. She's like a secret genius.
Oh, Strip Catchphrase? Yeah, I'll play.
End of the game goes. We all lose, flat out lose. No bones about it. No boners about it. I should have said
no boners.
But we ended up talking our way out of it, and she ended up just saying, you know what? This is what this is all about, basically. Gave us a good flash, a good...
Did she admit that, like, seriously, I know what's going on?
You got pity titties?
God, Mark. You are killing it.
Mark, man. For the win.
Mark, yeah. Mark's got he's got the game
pulls
right
into
now.
Into the lead of the podcast.
But she showed the goods under the condition that we would all, in turn, show ours.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't good. All at the same time, because Stelvi stopped judging me. We had to go, and it was almost more embarrassing because we didn't do it at the same time in front of each other.
No.
We got marched into a room one by one.
She sits there and goes like, all right, show
next.
Me.
That is exactly what it was like.
And then you walk in and just show her your dick, and then did she flash her tits?
No, it wasn't a mutual thing. It was like, done my part of the deal. Get
so
the fuck
showed,
on
no,
with
she
it.
She showed her tits to everyone, and then it's like, all right, now you gotta come.
So,
yeah.
See your dick,
you
only got your dick and your dick in the line.
That's exactly what you would do, though, if you were the guy with five girls who lost to you.
Yeah.
She's just a smart player.
Yeah.
She's smart, dude.
Where is she now?
Gender aside, she totally did the right thing.
She saw so many dicks.
She won.
Yeah.
So many.
She totally won.
I'm under the consensus that women don't care that much to see a big old dick on screen. Is that what you ladies are saying? Because I know, it's Cloud. You're like, whatever.
Is it exciting? Because it doesn't seem like it could be.
It's just like,
But like I think part of it though.
Like a sad
I was just
going
to say, like, when I was younger, like, it was like, you know, you never seen it before. But, yeah, now once you've seen it, I'm not like, oh, my God, I want to see dick. No, I'm not like that.
Panda.
Guys, you got to go see the movie.
No,
some
I'd
great
rather
dick
see, like, Edward Cullen be all sexy and emotional with Bella.
You want to see his little tiny dick.
No,
Twilight reference.
She just made a Twilight reference. You're
Lauren.
Totally right, I'll be.
Oh, you already checked off Harry Potter. Here, you can do Twilight.
She checked off Harry Potter and Twilight, man.
Jesse McCartney's all that's left. You got anything?
She's Disney in the beginning, too.
So, that's right, yeah.
So by the girls saying that they don't want to see that, really, what is it that guys want? Is it that guys want to see just, like, boobs coming closer and further away from the screen?
Do you mean like just a floating torso? Floating boobs.
Is that
the movie that we want then?
Yeah, I'll watch that.
If Robert, here's over. The thing. If Robert Pattinson were to show his dick in a movie, would you go see it for that?
That's a good question. Yeah, there's your question.
Or like Jesse McCartney. Or like somebody
yes,
that
but it might ruin it. It almost actually might ruin it.
There's gotta be like mystery.
She imagines their dick like made someone of gold and jewelry and hugs.
You have to leave some for
and
the imagination.
Whispers softly in their ear.
So,
hello. It's me. Lauren.
Elby is miming
a
dick
this
into Brian's ear, talking right now.
It's good to see you, Lauren. You've lost weight. Oh, look at you.
Nice. Lauren,
tell me about your day.
Lauren, tell him how you can't be together. Make more tension.
Oh, Edward Cullen's dick. You're so charming.
Let me hold you. Lauren, I just want to hold you and make you feel safe because the world can't hurt you when
I'm holding
you.
How does it get
you
a boner if it's undead and doesn't have blood?
Oh.
Magic.
Oh, Edward Cullen.
But wait,
boner.
Lauren. It's me, the other character from Twilight. The other actor. The other actor that women fantasize about. The one that turns into a werewolf or something.
The one with the girl name.
It's that dick. The dick of that man.
It's
a
idea.
It's Jacob. It's Jacob. It's Jacob's dick.
I'm Jacob's dick.
Get your dick.
You know, I'd actually rather see Jacob's dick than Edward's.
Ah,
you're on team Jacob dick?
No.
Oh, God, I hope this is a thing.
We're going to work on this now, listeners.
I guarantee when I post this on the website, the title of the article is going to be Team Jacob Dick.
A tag better
and you
be
know
Team
what?
Jacob Dick.
I bet you people land on the website because of it.
Here's the thing, Lauren. I bet you more girls would want to be on Team Jacob Dick than Team Edward Dick.
Yes,
but
I agree.
If dicks were not involved, Edward would be the winner.
Yes, agreed.
Oh, that's the struggle. I get the struggle. The Burger King ads are all just about.
I get Twilight now.
Do you like dicks or do you like emotion? Is it sex or emotion? Which wins? Yeah. Oh,
and
that's
Edward
so
wins,
hard for
right?
ladies because they love
Doesn't
that emotion.
Win?
They know that sex is big sluts.
We should probably just
we
get some
figured
Burger
out
King.
Twilight without reading shit.
That's what it's about, right?
It is Miller time, everybody.
the vampire. He symbolizes a human that could take care of you forever,
yeah.
and always care for you, and always. But he also isn't like he's sort of I don't know he glitters or some shit. So that's something you have to deal with.
But he's dangerous.
He's dangerous for you. But then the werewolf
can't give you kids.
Is also dangerous for you. But he provides that sexy, that rugged man, the man who isn't nice, the man who will fight for your honor.
Where he like grabs her and kisses her.
You know,
I don't want to talk about this anymore because Lauren's happy and that angers me.
You know, Lauren, nowadays vampires should be able to fall in love with anybody without suffering the repercussions, because if they want blood, they can always go to a blood bank. And blood banks are the best kind of banks because they're not the banks that involve debt.
Oh, God.
I saw that coming a mile away.
I saw it coming. I didn't believe it. It's like, no, that can't be.
6 degrees of legal help.
Human, lycanthrope, or vampire? If you have debt of $10,000 or more.
Great use of the word lycanthrope.
Yeah, that's
by the way.
Good.
That's a D&D reference for me.
Heyo. If you have credit card debt of $10,000 or more to any type of credit company, possibly a bank, Tim's.
Thanks, Bebo.
Not a blood bank.
Call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. Matt, why don't you do that jingle we all love?
You're missing a number.
Do you want to give that number again, or does
it's like
it matter?
866-963-2354.
I was close.
That's
what it is. Man,
I'm so hungry. I wonder what I could eat.
Well, gosh, if you were in a grocery store when asking this question, you could eat pop chips after purchasing them, of course.
Pop chips? What are that? Is that some...
Yes!
Pop chips.
What are
they? Well, that are chips that haven't been fried. Oh, this is impossible. Haven't been fried, haven't been baked, but instead have been cooked with heat and pressure and popped, much like popcorn is popped. And this provides a delicious, crispy taste without all that greasy fat that Lay's has.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Keith. Sounds like they come in some weird flavors.
They sure do, but also some normal ones, but mostly weird, like salt and pepper, yeah. Salt and vinegar.
Ew, sounds kind of gross.
Dude, well, a lot of them are garbage.
Barbecue's really good.
But a couple of them are takeaway home favorites.
But Keith, you gotta take the good and the bad
Keith,
of these.
Which flavors are that?
Mark, you are killing it.
I believe barbecue is pretty good. Sour cream and onion is not bad. Cheddar's not bad. And the regular is bad. But pop chips. If you don't like them, buy another chip.
can't wait to the cease and desist letter.
God, this has to have been one of the dumbest last 5 minutes of a podcast yet.
Yeah. One of the greatest.
Mark has been on a roll. I think he's now king of the podcast.
He's the king.
Yeah, we are officially taking off our belts and giving them to Mark until next week.
And I'm wearing 8 belts right now.
That would be so funny if we just made you wear 8 belts for the next week if you won the podcast.
I have
an old belt. It
sounds like a Jew punishment to me by the Jew police. That's what I do.
So everyone figure out if you're Team Edward or Team Jacob's dick.
Or Team Edward's dick or Team Jacob's dick.
Yeah, everyone. Then figure that out.
Then go to Burger
King. And how many degrees from Kevin Bacon's dick are you?
That's our opinion on nudity and art.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed.
Hope that answered your question,
man. We barely talked about it.
So keep checking us out every Monday, as always, and we'll see you next week. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye!
Bye. 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 Bye.
Please.